Luciano Medrano has also written on our Facebook page, what are the disadvantages of things like this, and including algal biodiesel? Can't the pools get weeds and pests and things? And what about your technology? Could you end up with other invasives that then damage the bacteria that you're harnessing to produce the hydrogen?
Well, if we're talking about the photobioreactors that I'm thinking of, the ones that use sunlight and purple bacteria, those systems have been tested outdoors in sunlight and run for very long periods. And simply just because they're natural species, they're robust, they're not special genetically engineered ones that require careful conditions, the conditions in the reactors suit that kind of organism, and the metabolism that they live by produces hydrogen. There's no reason for anything to take over, and it's unlikely to happen. And it's certainly true that is an issue in algal oil production, especially when you're thinking about open ponds, which are open to the atmosphere where anything can blow in. That research field has to prove that the cultures can remain pure enough and stable enough. And they've been doing it for many years, and it's looking very promising.